פונה כשם שמידו ישגור ביסמוס פורים, כך שבוי ישגור ביסמוס פורים. איך הדומה שבוי ישגור גייס? כי רב קנה ורב אסי, הדי אומר, שבוי עושה דהוך אמרה, והדין אומר, שבוי עושה דהוך אמרה. וכל חד וחד, עדייתי נפש ישב וכמשתב. So it's not, so it's not like onus in collateral kula. Onus in collateral kula, so it's considered as a maisavera according to most rishonim. According to rishonim, but here everybody will agree that it's not even a maisavera because of the special gzeiros hakosuv of odom bishvui. Kishem deran, kishem shenidash gogis mitoris, kach shvui shgogis mitoris. ויהו הדין לשבוי זירוזין שורי, ואוכי איסה בירושלם, תונה כשם שנדרי זירוזין מתורין, כך שבוי זירוזין מתורין. היך דומה שבוי שגוגייס, כגן רב קנה ורב אסי, לאו למים רדוי משכחינון שבוי שגוגייס, אלו בחי גבנה, דמשכחינון הוא דומיה דמסניס, אלו לריבוסנו הקטלי, וכילו אומר עד היכון שבוי שגוגייס, because there are other examples of Shavuos Chagigas that the Mishnah mentions, the two cases mentioned in the Mishnah. But this is a big chiddush. The Aval Gav, the Rav Kana and Rav Asi, kol chad v'chad, omer lechavra d'toye, v'lehevin. Maimer Rav, yisal k'day t'chamine d'chim d'lichoshle, v'yishtaba alav shgogahi, v'yitola b'yiseh, peireis, יעשורים, קומש. רואי סומכלים, נען הוסו, פסחים בשבוסיס וביום טבעים, בראשינו יאמרים, סונדו עציף סמון תוקנדיה, יעשה דאכילה, and all the days of the week. So then it can be used as a Pesach, and the Bezdin says to him, now, if you knew that it is osir to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, would you have taken that neder? And he says, no. So, Meila, this is used as a Pesach. So, the Pesach, what is used as a Pesach? The fact that he asat achila in siye on Shabbos and Yom Tovim. But the fact that he asat achila in siye on the other days of the week, that is not as a Pesach. So the question is, do we say that since on account of the Pesach of Shavuos and Yom Tovim, so the neder becomes bottle in respect to Shavuos and Yom Tovim, it becomes bottle in respect to the other days or not? So that's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Dan hosom peischim Shavuos and Yom Tovim, v'rishenu ye'imrim, eisom ayom mutori, u'shokol ayom ma'asoi. עד שבו רבי עקיבא ולימד נדע שהות המקצוע שהות הכל. It's a very difficult סוגיה this. דן הוסו, פסחים בשבוס יום תבי, מסניסים לי לכמה פרק פסחים, והוא מסניסים לדם יממש למסניסים לפרקים. דילו במסניסים דהוכה הנדע פוטל מאילו, ואילו במסניסים לפסחים נדרך חיה, אלו שפסחים לי בכבי שבוס יום תבי. So that was, there is one difference between the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel in our Mishneh and the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon in that Mishneh. In our Mishneh, so in respect to Oviv and Ochi and Achov, so it's bottled by itself without recourse to Hetachoche. Masha'in came in the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon, so without Hetachochem, the whole neder will remain intact, even in respect to Shabbos and Yom Tovim. But through Pesach and through Hetachochem, so the neder certainly becomes bottled in respect to Shabbos and Yom Tovim. And the shaila is, since it becomes bottled through Hetachochem in respect to Shabbos and Yom Tovim, does it become bottled in respect to the other yom? So there is an analogy between the machlekes Bishama and Bisil on one hand, the machlekes Arakim and Rabbon on the other hand. But the difference is that in the machlek between Bishama and Bisil, so the mixes aneder is bottled by itself without the techochem. In the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbonon, even the mikzus aneder is bottle on the basis of the techochem. Wo maslis li dam ni maus maslis ni birkin. Dil maslis do khalet abot mailo. Dil maslis ni peisrin ir khayo she peisl bikh shabos yom tevim. Vay me taymim shul ni maslis ni ke toyz bi kaneda. Shol mi schavin lo viv mailo. Dil ob maslis bi firik peisrin lekle mei maroche she mi shos ar latz mei. Boso vi yayin shon achas yudeya hu she yavro lo. Shabos yom tevim. Hilkach kim dileke toyes biker aneder nidre chayel elo shebeisrili bichli chabes viyontev bi pesach shiilu o yedeya shoso lisanis ben lo oyo neider oy becharoti vihod imay sinan li hochel ifu shepultai bisham bisilel vela ima adim nera shuta mikzosi utakul italie keichel italie bu pultai drabonim rabakili. So even though there is a difference, but as far as the lomdes of neder shuta mikzosi utakul is concerned, so the same lomdes applies to both cases, but there is one fundamental difference in the machleki between Misham and Bisilel. So ligabi mixes aneder, ligabi ovi ve'echov. So it is bottled by itself without etachochem, and the machleki between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbonon, we have to resort to etachochem. Now, and so the Ran is explaining in accordance with his shite of vikra aneder. Why is it that in the case of Shabbos Yom Tevim, so it's not bottled by itself, and we have to resort to Pesach and to Techochem. In the case of Ivechov, so it's bottled by itself. So the Ran explains it in accordance with his own shite, because in both cases there is no umdin de buchach at the time of the neder. There is no umdin de buchach. At the time he takes the neder, he makes the neder. But in kolateri kule, it would be dvorim shebele. So it wouldn't be bottled, evenly gabe of ivechov, because there is no umdere demuchach. There are certain people who don't get along with their brothers, with their father. So the mele, it's not an umdere demuchach. It's not an umdere demuchach. But he says that he was not mechave to asa the hanoi from his father and brothers. So because by neder and by shvue there is a special zersakosuf of odom bishvue. So mimele, even if there is no umdene de muchach, the neder is bottom. But this is only shayach if the toyes is ligabi ikra neder, if there is a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder. Mashein kein, in the case of Shabbos Yom Tevim, there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder. Now, why don't we say that in the Mishneh of Pesach Shabbos Yom Tevim there is also a mistaken identity? After all, he says now in his Pesach, he says, had I known that Shabbos Yom Tevim is Oseh, I wouldn't have taken it. So first of all, let's assume that this person was ignorant and he didn't know that Shabbos Yom Tevim Marosa B'Tainis. Let's assume that we are dealing, it's not mistaber that when the Mishnah says Pesach Shabbos Yom Tevim, the Mishnah is reference to a person who is ignorant of the Yisr of Tainis and Shabbos Yom Tevim. Who doesn't know the Yisr of Tainis and Shabbos Yom Tevim? Maybe today, I mean, there are many Jews who don't know, but in the earlier days, everybody knew that Shabbos Yom Tevim Tainis is Oseh. But let's assume for a moment that the Mishnah, when it says Pesach Mishagos Yom Tevim, is referring to someone who Mamish didn't know that Shagos Yom Tevim is Osir. So, Mimele, if he didn't know that Shagos Yom Tevim is Osir Vitainis, so when he took it, when he asked Achille, and all the days of the week, in Meshach of Ishono, as the Ran explains it, so that means there was no mistaken identity. There was only a mistake in the deen. So when he took the net there, he really meant to ask Achille Yisie, not only on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but on Shabbos also. But he was mistaken as to a deen. So there is no mistaken identity, but it can, so mele, there is no toyes b'ikran edah. Since there is no toyes b'ikran edah, so if there had been enum denedim muchach, so then we wouldn't have to resort to hetachochem. But there is no denedim muchach, because a person sometimes does aser, even if he knows that the Shabbos and Yom Tevim are osavitainis. So, but we don't have to say that the Mishnah is referring to someone who never knew of the iser of tainis in Shabbos and Yom Tevim. Even if the neder happens to be a big talmid chochem, and he knows, but it happens to every person that for the moment he forgets a certain thing. In other words, when a person, let's say, is Michal Shabbos B'Shevet, and he thinks for a moment, he forgets that it's Shabbos. So it can happen to anybody. I mean, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel, it happened to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Mavia, was Mates Aneya, B'Shabbos B'Shevet. So for the moment, he forgot that it's Shabbos. I mean, that can happen to every person. So Mimele, even if the neder is a big talmid chochem, but at that moment he forgot absent-mindedly. He forgot of the iser of tainis and Shabbos Yom Tevim. But when he took the neder, he really meant to ask Rachel Yisie on all the days, not excluding Shabbos and Yom Tevim. So Mele, there was no mistaken identity. There was no choice. Now, according to the Marit is Chelik Kanderan Shite, and he says there is no difference between a toyes b'ikraneder or toyes in an extraneous matter. So how does he explain the difference between the case of Nimtzor Vivechov and the case of Pesach Mishabos Yom Tevim? So the Marit says, in respect to Ovivechov, there is an Amsade, it's an Umdene Muchach. But in respect to Shabbos Yom Tevim, there is no Umdene Muchach. But the Ran, Lefishitose, so he says, Hilkach Kim Dileket Toys, Bika Neder, Nidrechayim, Eloshe Pesach Leibich Vichabes Viontev, Bi Pesach. Yeah, from the Lashon of Teisves, yeah.
Weren't you explaining the
Ma'ariv
inside? Why did he assume that the
Ma'ariv
the
Tosis
are using the Thank you.
It's not muchach that Teisves, is chelik and ran shite, the distinction between Teisvik and Eda. True, Teisves says, the Haloshin Mashma says, Lochin Yire, the Vadai Tzorech HaTorah Shochem, V'lidomeli Maslis in the Nimtzo Ovi V'yachov, L'Tzorech Shaili. The Osom Haneda B'toi Yisush Gogo Gmura, the Anansade Shesovo B'libei, Sheshom Inom Krevim. So it doesn't mean, I understand, of course, it lends itself to this interpretation, but it's not muchach from Teisve Shite, that because Teisve says the Anansade, so it doesn't necessarily mean Anansade that at the time of the Neder it was Anansade. In other words, he says there is one difference, you see, between the case of our Mishnah and the case of Pesach Shabbos and Yom Tevim. Because over there, Teisves could agree with the Ran Shite. So it's Itoyes Bikra Neda, even though there was no Anansade. But now he says that he didn't know. And we believe him. There is no Shaila, there is no problem with Nemones. And so in the case of Ivyachov, so we know that this person, true, there is no Anansade. In order to have an Unde Limuchach, then it must be true of every person. But just because this person, he tells us that he would never have taken an Eder Asaring Anoye from his father and from his brother, we believe him. So when Teisa says Anansade, he means Anansade Achsho. So in other words, so we know that he was mistaken as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder. Mashein Kein, Libgabi Pesachim Shabboses V'Yom Tevim. So even though, so he tells us, he didn't know that it's Osa. He didn't know that it's Osa. But there was no mistaken identity. There was no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter. Because when he asked Achil Rusia all the days of the week, he really meant all the days of the week. He meant not only Sunday and Monday. He meant Shabbos and Yom Tov too. He meant it. But he didn't know that it's such a big aveira. That it's Osa. He didn't know. He thought that it's all right. I mean, under certain circumstances, it's all right to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there was no mistake as to the Iker HaNeder, as to the subject matter of the Neder. This is what the Rosh says. So the Hosom HaNeder B'toi Shgogo Gmuro. Why does he call it Shgogo Gmuro? It means there was a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter. In other words, he thought he was making a Neder in respect to strangers, and it turned out that they weren't strangers, they were his father and his brothers. So Mimele, there was a mistaken identity. So Avol Hochesh and Oda Shona Achas Tmimo. So what is it? He's not stupid. He knew at the time when he took an Eder to fast all the days of the week, he knew that in every week there is a Shabbos day. He knew that there was Yom Tevim days. So he was not mistaken as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder, but at that moment he forgot that it's Osa. Either he didn't know or he forgot. At the moment he forgot, absent-mindedly, he forgot that it's Osa. But he wasn't mistaken as to the identity of the subject matter. So tasteless could be explained in accordance with the Sheet of the Ram.
I don't remember offhand,
but we don't have to say, as I said, I mean, it lends itself to the shita of the Marit, but it's not much. All right, anyway. Now starts the difficult Gemara, very difficult Gemara. Omar Rabbi, the Kul Alme, Kol Heche de Omar Ilu Yisi Yedea Shabo Bineichem, Ho Yisei Meir Kulchen Asurin Chutz Miabo, the Kulan Asurin, the Oviv Muta, Lui Nechli Koelo Beimeir Ilu Yisi Yedea Shabo Bineichem, Ho Yisei Meir Plenu Plenu Asurin, the Abo Muta. Now let's see the Ram. Omar Rabbi, Hakel made him Bei Meir. So, Bei Meir, Ilu O Yisidei Ashabu Beneichem, Ho Yisei Merkuch Masurim Chutz Miyabo, Ho Yisei Merkuch Asurim Zabo, Di Kula Alma, Kula Asurim Voviv Mudim. Voviv Mudim. So even Beisila will be made in such a case that Kulun Asur. We don't say it. Neder Shabbat Musa Shabbat Lekulun. Mishum Deloi Mikre Kai Gavne Neder Shehuta Mikzose Yehuta Kulei. Lifi Shekivim Shebishasa Neder Oma Kulchan Asurim V'achshov Gamkei Mami Dvorov Orishenim Ligabi Acherim Beise Aloshim Mame Sheoma Bitchilo Afal Pi Shemeitzi Oviv Naklal Afil Hoche Ein Ze Neder Shehuta Mikzose לפי שאוביב לא נכנס מאילום במשמו יסנדה, ולגבי האחרים, הרי הוא אין מאיר, כולכם, שאומר בתחילו. כל שם בתחילו. So what do we see from Rabbe's din we see? And the same thing we can see from Rabbe's din. That the halocha of neder שבוטל מקצוסי בוטלי כולי is based upon the מייסה פלוי. The Maisa Floy. Not it's that it's based upon the Maisa Floy. In other words, that if a beetle is hal on a certain dibo, if a beetle is hal on a certain dibo, so mele the whole dibo is bad. In other words, it's on the Maisa Floy, on the dibo. So Mimele, Rabbi says, when do we see and say? Loinech liku elo bei meia, ilo yisi yedeya shabu b'neichem, ho yisei mea pleini u pleini asurin, v'ya b'muter. So then, we still say, elo veilo mitorin. Why? Because there is a shinu haloshin, his mishanet haloshin. When he is chayzeya, and he says, had I known, so then I would have said, plainly you plainly asurim v'abemuter. So in other words, so there is a total variance between the original dibur of the neder and the present formulation, because in the original formulation he said, Kulchanasur. Now he says, had I known, I would say, plainly asurin, v'abemuter. So there is a beetle on the Maisa Floye, on the Dibu. So Mimele, so Bishamai say, true, there is a beetle on the Dibu. There is a change in the Dibu, in the formulation. So that does not mevatel the whole formulation of the neder. And Bisil say no. Neder shuta mikzose is utukua. Mashein kein, if when he finds out that his father was among them, his brother was among them. So he says, Ilo isi yedeya. So she abo bineyem. Ho yisei meya kulchon asurin chutz miabo, kulchon asur chutz miabo. So in the Chazore, the formulation is the same as the original formulation, except there is an added expression, chutz miabo. So mimele, so there was no bitl chal on the first dibu. There was no bitl chal on the first dibu of Kulchan Asurin, because the Kulchan Asurin Dibu remained intact. Even after the Chazore, it remained intact. So the change consists in another Dibu, in the Chutz Mi'abo. The original formulation did not have this Dibu of Chutz Mi'abo. And this, and the present formulation, after the Chazore, so has an additional Dibu. So Mimele, but the original dibo that he used in the neder, that he employed in the neder, there was no beetle on that dibo. So Mimele, we don't say Neda Shuta Mitzvah Sehutako. Alright. Viroboma. The Kulaome Koleche de Omarilu Isiadea. Shabo Bineichem, Hoyisea, plain you, plain Yasurin. The Abbe Mutea is Kulomiton. Loinechliku, Elo, Beimeir, Ilu Isiadea. Shabbat b'neichem, bo yisei mekuch masurim chutz miab. Bisham, ay savre lo kireb meyer, di yom ha-tofes lo shen rish. U bisil savre lo kireb yeisi, di yom ha-bigmar dvor ovodom nitvans. So Rove says just the reverse. He says, in the case, now let's use the expressions that are used by the Ram, by the other Rishayim. In other words, according to Rabbi, so the machlekes between Bishamay Bisilel is only in the case of Mishane Dibur. Mishane Dibur. Where the Chazore, the Dibur of the Chazore, is altogether different than the Dibur of the Neder. Mashein came if he's Maimi Diburei. If Maimi Diburei, if it's the same Dibur, except that he adds chutz mi'abo, so by my meat, even Bisilel would be made that we don't say neda shuta mitzosi uta kolei. Rove says just the reverse. He says kul al me kolei chedoma ilu hoyisi yedea shabba b'neichem hoyisi eimea plenio plenio. What was the original formulation? Kul chamasur. Now he's mishana dibure. So in the case of mishana dibure, so even Bishamai would be made. Even Bishamai would be made that we say Nedashuta Mikzosute Kule. So according to Rove, everybody concedes that there is such a aloche of Nedashuta Mikzosute Kule. So Mimele, in the case of Mishani de Burei, so even Bishamai would agree that we say Huta Mikzosute Kule. Loinechliku, Elobei Meir, Ilu Yisi Yodea. Shabu b'neiche, ho yisei mekulch masurim chutz miab. So the machleik is between Bishamay and Bisilel is in the case of Maimi Dibore. Maimi Dibore. Where in this, in the final formulation, after the Chazore, so the same Dibur remains intact, except that he adds another expression. Chutz miab. That's Maimi Dibore. So Bisham Aisav Lokireb Meir, the Omar Tofus Loshen Rishi, Ubisil Sav Lokireb Yesi, the Omar Bigmar Dvoro Vodom Nitvas. Now let's see the Ram. It's very complicated. Lunech Lokol Beimel Yisi Yedi Yashab Vinechem, Ho Yisei Mer Plenu Plenu Asu, Viabe Muta. Bisham Aikirabon, Nondiles Lineda Shudam Nikzosi Utakulay. Ubisil Krabaki ved Hin di Hoche, Iketarte, Chode di Ketois Gomul Gabeo, Ugabach in a Gamki is toys, Biloshi Shena, She loyo de Ashomene, Maflahirim loyo Isari, some base Loshin Shos, Lifisho your Makti, She move on Midvoro, Bafilrega, Kimemre, She Abbe Bichalis, Ufihoe, Mershoe, Makulchem, Melo Plainu Plaini, Vichim di Ketarte, Dine Toys Gomul, Ligabiovi. Vitoyis beloshin ligabe achirim svir libisilel dechai gavne mikraneda shuda mikzosei utakulei. So what does it mean? The Ram, he says iketate. So it's not on the basis of tatel reyesi. It's not the concept of tatel reyesi. He means that since there is itoyis in the loshin itself. In the case of maimid, there is no toyis in the loshin. There is only toyes in the kavone, but in the loshen there is no toyes. Mashein kein, if there is a toyes in the loshen, so there is a so a bitl ischal on the maizaf loy on the dibo. So meila we say nedashuta mikzosei hutakul. V'chim di ketarte da nitoyes gomol gabiovi v'toyes loshen gabacherin svirel v'silel dechay gavne mikra nedashuta mikzosei hutakul. Rovoma, hakol meidim beimer. Iloi si yoideya. Shabbo b'neichem o yisei me'apleinu u'pleinu asurim v'yabe muter kula mutor kelim adi ketarte u'tarishne disvil l'rove di b'shama name meide di choleich adi shayich l'memotem k'tzose u'taname kule loy nechliku ela be'imeya ilu o yisei edeya Shabbo b'neichem o yisei me'ya kulchen asurim chutz minab b'shama yisavre lo kireb me'ya di omar tofus lo shenvish The sphere leliro veplukhtaye bimahamid lisheini orish. Now, what's the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudin? If somebody says makes tmur, and he says he has a certain meime, and he says hareize tmurasei lo tmurashlomi. Now there is a stire. So Reb Meir says tofus lo shenvish. So it becomes tmurasei. Reb Yudin says, no, we have to do justice to both, to the Loshen Rishon and to the Loshen Achrein. How can we do justice to both expressions, the Loshen Rishon and Loshen Achrein? It's a stir of Nei Opei. So here Achi is Toev, V'imocheya, and then with the Domi, that after it acquires a moon, so after the Behemoth, acquires a moon, so we sell it and we get, let's say, $50. So then, for $25, so we'll buy an Elo, and half of the dummy, so we'll buy Shlom. So, because Reb Yudin holds, we don't say Tofus Loshen Rishon, and we don't say Tofus Loshen Achrein, certainly not. So, Memele, we have to do justice to both expressions. So, what's the Shaiches of the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudin here, that we have to understand. The sphere lirove pluktai b'maimid l'sheine orish. V'tamaye di b'shamay mishum di sabo lo ki Reb Meir. D'yom agaba reizet murasei lo. V'choz aviyom areizet ura shlomim. Tofus lo shenrish. V'areit murasei lo v'im b'shlomim klal. V'Reb Yisi sphere leid areizet ura shlomim. Shebigmar dvor ovodom nitvas. U'bishamay sabo lo ki Reb Meir. Yomar Tofus Loshen Rishon. Hil Karkiv in the Bitchilas Dvorov. Dai Mikulchem Asurim. Harein Kmo Shomrom Bitchilo Aval Pishe Bigmar Dvorov Sheima Chutz Min Abo. Mash Vetvois Bidvorov Rishenim. Loi Kabdinam Bohe. Di Ika Dibure Shalo Dom Hu Tchilas Dvorov. Di Chei Chedi Osom Kishe Divrei Orishin Seisir Divrei Achei. En Chei Shishin Lima Dom Abiseif. Klau. Dai Nitmura Shlomim. Hoche Name Shav Shed Divrei Achei. Deine Chutz min Abo Kayom, Lifishen Yiseis Adwaro Rishen, Elo Mivoy Eir, Mikol Mokim Kivn Disvira, Lifishen Zeze, Teifzin Loshen Rishen, Bishen Seisrin Gam, Kineisim, Ika Mitchilas Dibure, Vichri, Vishet Chilas Dibure, Maskim Ima Shoma, Bitchilas Aneder, Miskayim Gaba Acheirim, Vileke Hoche Huta Mikzosi Klau, Diovim Leilom, Lohoyo Bichol Aneder, Ubisil Savn Lo Krebiyeisim, The Omar the Shesrin Dwarf, Zezel Hinahag Mardwar, Vachaname Kishen Seisrin, Sheishlasi Sitya Migmar Dwarf, the Haine Mashoma, Chutz Minabo, Vinimso Sheish Vineta Toys, Vichim Shabbat, Tosibat Lakole. Now we see that the Ram was bothered by this Gemara. Because if we had assumed that in the case of Maimedes Dwarf, well, in the original formulation, he says, Kulucham Asurim. And then when he found out that the father, the brother was among them, so he said, I would have said, had I known this, I would have said, the same Loshen, Kulucham Asurim Chutz Mi'abo. So Chutz Mi'abo. So if we had assumed that here too, there is a stire, then we could understand the relevance of the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudin of Loshen Rishon, no bigmar dvorov, the mitvas here. But here there is no stira. Now, why isn't there a stira here? So, there is no stira here because the Ram Lishitosei, it's not only the Ram, the other Rishonim also, I mean, say the same thing. The only one who says not the same thing is the Karneiro. The Karneiro mentions his own pshat. But that is contrary to the pshat of the Ran and the pshat of the Rosh. And I don't know whether it's contrary to the pshat of all the Rishonim. So, if not for the Ran, we could say that according to Rove, so the machlekes between Bishamay and Bisilel is only in the case of Maimides Dvorov in washing cloud. You see, Maimides Dvorov can also can manifest itself in two situations. Maimides Dvorov Biloshin Klal, and then there could be Maimides Dvorov Biloshin Prat. Let's say, suppose Maimides Dvorov Biloshin Klal means that in the original formulation he said, Kul Chamasu. Then, when he finds out that the father, the brother was among them, he said, had I known that my father, my brother is among them, I would have said the same way, Kul Chamasurin, Chutz Me'aba, Chutz Me'och, Chutz Me'ach. So that's Maimides Dvorov Biloshin Klal. But there is another example of Maimides Dvorov Biloshin Prat. Suppose in the original formulation he said, Plainly, you know, they were standing in a line. And he couldn't see their faces. He just saw numbers. First one, second one, third one. So he said, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, Asur. Then he realized that number six was his father. So he says, had I known that number six is my father, I would have said, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, Asurim, number six, Muta. So that's also mine. That's also mine. So the Ran Shita, as far as the Gemara is concerned, so we could say that when Rove says that the machlekes between Bishamay and Bisila is only in the case of Maimid, so that means in the case of Maimid, Biloshin Klal, but not in the case of Maimid, Biloshin Prat. But the Ran and the Rosh, they all say that it doesn't make any difference. The same machlik is between Bishamay and Bisila. That in the case of Maimid Loshin Klal applies to the case of Maimid Loshin Prat. So why do they say because the Mishnah uses the Loshin of Kul Chamasu. But the same thing would be true of Maimid Biloshin Prat. But, so, this is what the Ran says. But, as far as the Gemara is concerned, so, we could say, as the Carnero wants to say, that according to Rove, so the Machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel is in the case of Maimid Biloshin Prat. In other words, when he made the neder, he said, Kol Chanasur. And then when he found out of the mistake, of his mistaken identity, so he said, Ho Yisei Meir, Kol Chanasur and Chutz Mi'am. So then we could explain the relevance of the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudin. We could explain very well. But this is not the Pshat in the Gemara, because, I mean, the Ran knew better, I mean, how to explain the Gemara. But if the Ran didn't say, we could explain very well this Gemara, and we could say that here there is also a stira, because from the point of view of logic, this expression, Kulchen Asur in Chutz Mi'abo, is a repugnant expression. It is just as repugnant as the expression that is commonly used by people today, I don't know nothing. And when a person says, I don't know nothing, what does he mean? He doesn't know anything. He means he doesn't know anything. But it's a repugnant expression. Because if he says, I don't know nothing, it means that he knows something. Now, Kulchan Asurim Chutz Mi'abo, from the point of view of logic, is a repugnant expression. Because if you say Kulchem, Kulchem means Kulchem. How can you say Kulchem Chutz Mi'abo? Tzistiram in Eubei. But it's used. You see, the expression I don't know nothing is only used by people who don't speak correct English. But the expression Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi'Abo is used by everybody. Why? Why is it that it's used by everybody? Because it's a short way of expressing oneself. In other words, otherwise, he would have, you know, to utter many words. So this is a shortcut. It's a short way. So that's why people resort to a poetic license in using repugnant expressions like kulchen asurim chutz mi'abo. But logically, it's a repugnant expression. It has a stir. So memele, this we could explain, but this is not the pshat in the Gemara, because the Rishenim don't say that. The Rishenim don't limit the machlekes b'shamay and b'silel according to Rove to the case of maimid b'loshin klal. They apply it to maimid b'loshin prat as well. But if the Ram didn't say, we could say, now, loynechliku al beim erilu o yisyedeya she'aba b'neichem. So Bisham is Savrelo Kereb Meir, the Omar Tofus Loshen Rish, Ubisil Savrelo Kereb Yesi, the Omar Bigmar Dvor of Odom Nitvas. So, in other words, what's the Machlekes? They're about Tmura. We could explain that Gemara in Tmura very well on that basis. But we see from the Ran that this is not a Pshat. But if not for the Ran, we could say the Machlekes between Bisham and Bisil, between Reb Meir and Reb Yudeh, whether Tofes Loshen Rishin or not, is not the Machlekes in Umden. I mean, how is a child? It's not Mistaver. That the Machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudeh is what the Umden is. Let's ask him what he meant. And one person might mean one thing, and the other person might mean another thing. It's not Mistaver that Reb Meir holds. The Umden is that this person meant Loshen Rishin. And the Loshen Achrein, he only uttered as by way of verbiage. I mean, it's not Mistaber. So, the Machlekes is in the Mishpat HaLoshen. So, we could say that in the Mishpat HaLoshen, so Reb Meir says, since there is a stir, there is a repugnancy in his expression, he says, Harezet Muraseilo, Harezet Murashlom. So, there is a stir in the obey. So, Mimele, if there is a repugnancy into expressions, so we don't have to strain the meaning of the expression, that it should be both, but the first expression takes effect, Mimele, it negates the halais of the second expression. That's the shita of Reb Meir. Reb Yudeh says no, but he said both expressions, and the pasachas. It's impossible, you know, to be meitzi shnei diburim bibasachas mamish. But so mimele we have to do justice to both expressions. And even though on its face one negates the other, if it's elo, it's not shlomim. If it's shlomim, it's not elo. But we have to do justice to both. So we have to strain the connotation of the expression and reconcile the two conflicting components of the contradictory expression. How do we do it? By saying that it should be chal, both expressions should be chal. In other words, yirachi istoev, and then v'imocheya, and v'ikne chotzi Chotzi Domim Eilo and Chotzi Domim Shlom. So Mele here too. If we say, according to Reb Meir, that where there is a stira minei ubei, so then we reject the second expression. Because it's inconsistent with the first expression. So here, when he first he said, Kulchem Asur, then he says, Iru o Yisi Yedeya, but this is a repugnant expression. He says, Kulchen Asurim. That means Kulchen. And he says, Chutz Mi'abo. So, in other words, so the first expression we accept, and the second expression we reject. The second expression we reject. So, Mimele, So Memele, we cannot say Neda Shuta Mikzose Yuta Kule, because we reject the second expression as if he didn't say it. But then you ask, Monef Shechif, we reject as if he didn't say it. So let the Abba also be Yosef. The answer is true, you rejected his verbiage as if he didn't say it. But without him saying it, we know that his intention was not to Aser Hanoi of the father. So Mele, it's not Pivili Bishavi. But Enochaname, we do reject the second expression is verbiage because it is inconsistent with the first expression. And according to Rabbi Yehudah, so just as over there he says, when you have a stira in two expressions, we have to do justice to both expressions. So here too, so Mele we say, So we could very well explain the Gemara that way. But if we explain the Gemara that way, so the machleket between Bishamai and Bisilel, the machleket between Bishamai and Bisilel, it would only apply to a case of Maimid Beloshim Prat. It wouldn't apply to Maimid Beloshim Prat. And the Ran says in so many words at the end of the Omid, we'll soon go over it. So he says that the machleket between Bishamai and Bisilel applies to every case of Maimid, where there is Maimid Beloshim Prat or Maimid Beloshim Prat. Now, in the case of Maimid Beloshim Prat, there is no repugnancy, there is no contradiction, and still the same machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel applies. So, obviously, it's a different pshat here in this Gemara. So, apparently, according to the Ran, the machlekes between, according to Rovi, so the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehudah is another question. Suppose a person says two things. Is it to be considered as one dibur al pidin? As if the two expressions had been expressed in one word, or it's to be considered as two separate dibur. Now, and Rove holds that he says as follows. So Bisham, I suffer like Reb Meir, the Omar Tofu is Loshin Rish. So Reb Meir holds the Tofus Loshin Rish, and we reject the Loshnach, even though he said that it should be Tumur Hashlomim also, we reject it. Why? Because the first dibur by itself has no repugnancy. So, and this, the first dibur is uttered first. So, Memele, the moment he finishes uttering, Harei Zut Muraseilo, so it takes effect. It takes effect. So, Memele, it precludes the effectiveness, the chaleis, of the second dibur of Murashlon. And Rabbi Yehudah is chaleik. Why is Rabbi Yehudah chaylik? Because Rabbi Yehudah holds al-pidin it is to be considered as one dibur. And he would have used one dibur, but it's physically impossible to express both things in one dibur. But if it had been possible for him to express it in one dibur, b'derechnes, like Zohar v'shomer b'diburechot, so then he would have resorted to one dibur. So Memele, we cannot consider it al-pidin as two separate dibur. So since it's one dibur, so my chosis, that you should give justice to the Lashon Rishon and not Lashon Achron, it's one Dibur. So Mimele, we have to do justice to both expressions. Al-Bedin, it's one Dibur, it's not two expressions. So Mimele, so we have to strain the connotation of this expression, and so that we'll do justice to both. How do we do it? By saying that Yirachi is Toeid, V'Yimocher, V'Yovi B'Chotzi Domo Veilo, and B'Chotzi Domo Shlom. So Mimele, again, Rove, just as according to Rabbi, agree, says that the whole din of Neda Shehuta Mitzosek, the whole din of Neda Shehuta Mitzosek, Huta Kulei, is based upon the Maisa, upon the Dibur. So if there is a bitul chal on that Dibur, b'miktsas, and part of that Dibur, so then the whole Dibur is bottom. But if it is separate Diburim, so then we don't say it's a bottle mitzvah, a bottle kol, if it's separate doing. So lo nech liku elabei meiri lo yisir deya shabu b'neichem o yisei meir kulchon asurin chutz miab bisham aisav lo kireb meir di omar tofus loshen rishi. So Mimele, now, according to Reb Meir, so it's to separate the Dibur. Now, let's examine now, from the point of view of two Dibur, the relationship, the similarity, and the contrast between the original formulation and the ultimate formulation. In the original formulation, he said, Kulch Masuri. There was no Chutz Miab. In the final formulation, we have the expression Kulch Masurim, but we had an additional expression Chutz Miab. So if it's according to Rabbi Meir, so it's two separate Diburim. So there is no variance in the Dibur of Kulch Masurim. So that means that in the original formulation, the original Dibur, which consisted exclusively of Kulch Masurim, it did not contain the other element, the other ingredient expression of Chutz Miabo. So this remains intact. There was no bitul, no change in the original Dibur that he employed. So Mele says, so we cannot say Nedashuta Mitzvah say Hutul Kulei. Masha'in can be Silel, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he says we have to do justice to both. Why do we have to do justice to both? Because we couldn't say the first Dibur the moment he finishes uttering the first Dibur, so it takes effect, and then it precludes the effectiveness, the halais of the second Dibur, because it's one Dibur. If it's one Dibur, so Mimele, there is a change. There is a change in the original Dibur of the Neder. Because what was the original Dibur of the Neder? Just Kulcha Asurim. Now, in the ultimate formulation, it's called the same expression. It's different. There is a change. It's not Kulcha Asurim, but the same expression. Kulcha Asurim Chutz Miabo. So there is a bitul, there is a change in the invariance, in the Dibur. So Mimele, we say Nedashuta Mitzosei Hutakoi. Now, I don't want to go over the whole sugya because that will probably involve me for more than an hour, and so probably wouldn't be right. So we'll leave it here. So the Nedashuta Mitzosei, but he confirms the same Neda. That and Bamachli, so it doesn't make any difference how is Machli, whether it's Machli from Klal to Prat or Prat or Prat to Klal or Prat to Klal. Now,
And the Rambam says in so many words at the end that either way, whether he's machli from Paul to Prat, whether at the time of the Neder he formulated it in the washing of Klal, Kulchem Asur, and then at the time of the Chazor, so he formulates it in the form of a Prat, Zevi Zevi Zeh Asur Mibar Mutea, so that's machli. Or the other way around, even at the time of the Neder he said, Zevi 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 Zeh Asur, and the Abu and the Ochi we also included in among the Zeds that are Surim. And then in the Chazore, so he says, Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi'Abu Chutz Mi'Ochi. So in such a case, Rove is, according to Rove, so everybody is made as long as there is a Shinu in the formulation, whether the Shinu consists from Klal to Prat or from Prat to Klal. So everybody is made that we see Neder Shita Miksos and Tepul. When is the machleket between Bishama and Misilel where his mind is not? Let's say at the time of the Neder he said Kulchem Asurim. Then in the Chazore he also says Kulchem Asurim but Chutz Mi'Av. Or the time of the Neder he said Zevi 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 Zeh Asurim. And the time of the Chazore he says Zevi Zevi Zeh Asurim Ve'Avonu. So that's mind. So then there is a machleket between Bishamai and Bishilel according to Bishamai. So we say that in regard to all the others, so the Neder is Chal, and only the Neder is bottled in regard to Abo or to Ochi, and according to Bishilel, we say Neder should have just bottled Kulei, so the Neder is bottled even in regard to the others. So Chob explained it because Bishamai agrees with Reb Meir, and Bishilel agree with Rabbi Yezi. So we said that according to the Ram, now the Ram says, now the machleket between Misham and Bishilel is the case where there is an inconsistency, a stira between the Dibur Rishi and the Dibur Acher, but here there is no stira. So the Ram says, ובשמה יש לנו לקרב מאה, לא בתופס לא של רישי. היו כך, כי יהודי בתחיל הזבור, אותה אני קורך מהסורים. הרי כמו שאומרו בתחילו, אבו רישי כמה דבור שאין מחוץ לאבו, מה שמתו יש בדבור רישיינים, לא יקבתי לו באוכל. דיקר דיבורי שלו, לא אמרו תחיל הזבור. תראי, חדי אוסום כשי דברי הוריש, נסי סוף דברי אחר, אין חישי. למה דום אביסייף, למה דום אביסייף כלל, דיין את פרש לומים, הוכנה מישב של דברי אחר, דיין החוץ מנעבו. Kai hom lif shin sis et vor gishay el mit voye mi kol mo kim kim di svir lo di bisis khin ze ze tem shim vor shvi shay mi shin is mi shin ze iskhin gam kelis ni kap i ki gam oy sin di kam mit khlas di bure mi khim she tsu khlas di bure mas ki ma shom a bisol san edea mi stay di gaba khir vi me to khe u tam so sik vau di o bi vle lo lo hoye vor an edea o bisil sab lo kravye isi do mach she sis khin vor ze ze im khin hat mar vor ואחר נאמר כשעשה יצרים, שיש ועשי סיכרן איקר, מגמר דבורו, דיין מה שאומר חוץ מן האבו, ונמצא שאיתו נדל טויס, וחיים שבו תמצא סבד אותו. So, I mentioned that it's possible to explain the Gemara, that here there is also a stira, because when a person says, כולכם חוץ, it's an important expression. It's an important expression. But the Ram doesn't say that, doesn't explain it that way. He says that here you don't consider it as a contradiction in terms. There is no contradiction. So what's the shayches, or what's the relevance of the machleki between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, where they are chilek in a case where there is a contradiction in terms, where there is a stira between the Loshon Rishon and Loshon Acher. So the answer is that according to the Ram, the machleki is between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is on the question when the person says Harisu Tmura Seva Tmura Shlomo, is it so? B'mitzias he expressed it in two diburim, but whether al-Din we consider it as one dibur or we consider it as two diburim. So Reb Meir says Toshu Tapos Loshon Rishon. The Meir says Tofes Losher Rishi. So the Meir, since we say Tofes, why do we say Tofes Losher Rishi? Because he can see. In the case of Tmura Sivat Tmura Shlomim, there is a stirrup now. So the Meir considers it as to the Burim Alpidin. Just as the Mitzias is to the Burim, so Alpidin is considered as to the Burim. Now, since it's to the Burim, and so the first Dibur, the moment he finishes uttering the first Dibur, so it takes effect, and that precludes the Havarets of the second Dibur, which is inconsistent with the first Dibur. But Rav Yehuda says, so we do not have to strain ourselves and reconcile the two expressions, because on the face, the two, the Burim, negate each other. So, and since it's to the Burim, so at the moment the first Dibur, the moment he finishes uttering the first Dibur, so he takes effect, and that precludes the Halayim, so the second Dibur. So the moment he finishes saying Kipur HaSeilo, it becomes Kipur HaSeilo. Mainly it precludes the Halayim of Kipur HaShlomim. But Rav Yehuda holds, no. We have to reconcile the two Diburim. So Yirach is doing, V'yimokher, V'yob v'chotzi domov. Eilo v'chotzi domov Shlomim. Why? Because he holds, this person, if he had been able to say both in one utterance, he would say, but it's physically impossible to say two things with Dibur Echot. Zohar v'shomer with Dibur Echot, but that's not with Derech HaTeva. But with Derech HaTeva, you cannot say two Diburim, two expressions with Dibur Echot. But if he could, he would do it. So the Meila Al-Kidin, the two expressions of Tmura Seilos Tmura Shlomim are to be considered as one Dibur. So the Meila, we have to do justice to both the boy. So we say, Yirach Yisroi. So the machleket between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is whether we consider it Al-Kudin as one Dibur, or we consider it Al-Kudin as two Dibur. Some Mele, here, Rabbi said as follows. The beetle, in order to say, Nedash Yuta Mitzosi Yuta Kulei, so the beetle has to be chal on the Maisa Akloi. And the Maisa Akloye. Now, what is Mivatel, the original Akloye? What is Mivatel, the Dibur? The original Dibur, the Hazor. So it all depends how the Hazor is formulated. If the Hazor is formulated in such a way that basically the formulation of the Hazore is the same as the formulation of the Avneder, so then no people can be found. But if the formulation of the Hazore is different, is at variance with the formulation with the original, with the Dibur of the Neder, so then Bittl is Hal and the Maisa Afloye and the Dibur of the Afloye. Mimele, as long as Bittl is Chal, so we say, Nedashu, Shebotl Miktose, Botl Kul. So in the case where we say, at first he said, let's take one case of Maimonides law. Maimonides law, according to the Ram, manifests itself in two ways. Either the Nedea was formulated in the terms of Klal, he says, Kulchamasoi, and then the Hazore is also in terms of Klal, but he adds, Kulchamasoi, the Hazore, he says, Kulchamasoi, put me out. Or, another example of Maimonides law would be that in the formulation he said, Zevi, 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 Zehaso, and he included the Abba also, and then the Hazore says, Zevi, Zevi, Zehaso, the Abba Mun. So it's another example of Maimonides law. Now let's consider both examples. So let's consider the example of Maimonides law in Loshon Klal, not Loshon Klal. So he said, Kuchasu. Then when he's raised, when he finds out that the father was among them, so he says, Kuchasu in Chutz Miyam. So Bishamai, they agree with Rameya. Rameya think they are Tofus Loshon Rishin. Why would he say Tofus Loshon Rishin? Because they consider it as two separate divorce. as in two separate Limud. So here too, when in the Chazorah he says, Kuchen Asurim, but another Limud. Chutz, another expression. Chutz mi'av. Chutz mi'av. So mainly, it's considered as two separate expressions. So the first expression, Kuchen Asurim, coincides, harmonizes with the formulation of the Eda. So in effect, with the first expression, when he's in the Chazorah, with the first expression in the Chazorah, he confirms the Baisatzo, he confirms it. So mainly we cannot say Neda Shuta Mikzose Batukulei, because with the first expression, which is a separate expression, he in effect confirms the original formulation. And another, in order that Bittul should be Chal, so there must be a Chazor. There must be a Chazor. The fact that in his heart, he is Chesed, that is not Mivatel, so that's the problem Shebalev. So too, here we have a special class apostle of Odom Mishue, but that doesn't mean that there is no Halochet of Dvorim Shebalev. So here too, in order that the original Neda should become Boto, there has to be an explicit Chazor on the original Neda. Now, where is the Chazor is couched in two expressions. Kuch Masurin, Chutz Mi'av, Chutz Ma'ach. So the Mele, according to the Meir, is to separate the bullying. And the first, so the first expression is a separate dibur, and the first expression, in effect, confirms that for him. So maybe no bitl is ham. No bitl is ham. All right. So, but Rabbi Bisila they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says over there by Purasil Purashlomi, we have to do justice to both because it's considered as one expression. So maybe we cannot recognize one and ignore the other. It's one expression. So we have to do justice to both. But there Rabbi Yehuda says, Yirachi Yistoyim. So here too, since it's one expression, so the Mele, the totality of its expressions, which is one Dibur, does not confirm the original employee. On the contrary, it disaffirms the original employee. So the Mele, Bittul is Chal. And since Bittul is Chal, so we say that the Shabbat of Mitzvah say, and the same thing is true where the maimit consists in being maimit as well, Loshon Prat. Now this is the Ramshin. It's very popular. Keitzat Omar Rabbi Akiva, Neder Shuta Mikzose, Huta Kulei, Keinim Sheinen Mikulchem, Huta Rechom Mutru Kulom, Sheinen Luibo Zebel Leze, Huta Orish Mutru Kulom, Hutra achen, o achen muter, vikulom asurim. Vikulom asurim. So be shleim le rab, and make him le reishe doma lo ze ve lo ze. Vi seife doma le kuch, elo le nidoch. Elo le nidoch, be shleim le reishe, make him le doma le kuch. Elo seife doma lo ze ve lo ze. Chabakibi, amayt li rabon aleivam, vedivahakel. So according to the Ram, so in other words, so when he says the Reishe, so in the Reishe, in other words, the Gemara assumed that right now, the Gemara assumed right now that here we have three bodies. We have a Reishe, and we have a Mitziyase, and we have a Seif. And when the Gemara says Reishe, the Gemara has reference to the Reishe and the Mitzvah. And to the first two bodies. Reishe has reference to the first two bodies. And Seif has reference to the third body. Because according to Tesis and the Rosh, it's different, you see. But this is how the Ran explained it. That Reishe has reference to the first two bodies. And Seif has reference to and the same phase reference to the third one. So, Kate Domra Makir, Ne Dajuta Mitsos, Yuta Kulei, Kate in Shinan and Lukulche. Now, what does it mean in Lukulche? Now, again, according to the Ram, so when the Mishnah says Kate in Shinan and Lukulche, it means that at the time of the Neder, he used the Lashon of Kulche. At the time of Neder. Not according to Tesvez and the Rosh. So when it says Likulchem, it means the time of the Chazor itself. But according to the Rav, it means that the time of the Neder is at Likulchem. So Kelim Shinan Likulchem. So in other words, if the first bottles, the case were, he said the time of the Neder, Kelim Shinan Likulchem. And then he found out that the father and his brother were among them. And when he found out, so then he was chaser. And he said, you hoyisi yedeya, she'ab b'neyem hoyisi eimeya. That kulchem asuri chutz. So hoyisei meya. So now let's see better. Eisel rafkot rafkot. Bishlim el rabe mekel el reishe doma lozeh velozeh. Viseif el doma lekuch. Trei. Reishe kore trei bo mekamoi. Viseif mekrinem bo mebas reis. Vohem adosh. Bishlim el rabe. What does rabe say? Rabe says that the machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel is only in the case of machlek. But in the case of Maimonides Dvarov, then everybody agrees, even Bisilel agreed, that we do not say that Ashuta Mikzos Yuta Kulei. So the Meile, the Reishi, the first Bob, has reference to the case. The first Bob mentions that this is talking machlekes between Rav Akiva and Rabo. Or another machlekes b'shamayim b'sila. Machlekes Rav Akiva and Rabbon. So when are they chilek Rav Akiva and Rabbon or b'shamayim b'sila? In the case of machlek, in the case of b'shamayim b'sila, they are chilek. But in the case of Maimonides Dvarov, well, it confirms the expression later on. So then everybody agrees that we do not say that Ashuta Mitzosu Kapulei. Here we say Keitzat Tomar Rav Akiva Neder Ashuta Mitzosu Huta Kulei. So it's stolen machlekes between Rav Akiva and Rabbanon. So it must have reference to the case of machlekes. Now, originally, when he made the neder, he said kulchem kenim shinenu likulchem. So then, at the time of the hazore, he said kenim shinenu lozev ve'abemuta kenim shinenu likulchem. So utar echod mehen hutrukulo. Now then, she nene loy lozeh, that's the mitzias. She nene lozeh is the mitzias. So uta ovi she uta kulo. And the Gemara assumed that even though it says uta ovi she, it doesn't mean that uta ovi she. Anyone, she. That's anyone. So uta ovi she uta kulo. So that's the mitzias. So the mitzias also has reference to a case. The mitzias also has reference to a case where he was machlek as law. But where is the reishi, the first part, has reference to the case where the time of the neder he says kenim shinenu likulchem, and the time of the chazor he said in the neder. Ilo yisiyo deya, shalu b'neyem, ho yisayim deya, zevi asuri, v'yabimuteya. So the Mitzvah says, reference to the case, where the time of the neder, he says, kenishinen lozev, and then the time of the chazore, he says, ilo yisiyo deya, shalu b'neyem, ho yisayim deya, kulch masurim chutz v'yab. So the tzarashovish ran between the case of the Bobo Rishen, and the case of the Bobo Mitzvah says, he consists in that his machlek is law. But in the Bobo Rishen also, so first he expressed it in the form of cloud. And then in the Chazor, he was machlevet in the form of Prat, and the Mitzir said the other way around. So in the Neder, he expressed it in the form of Prat, and then in the Chazor, he expressed it in the form of Prat. But as Hashem Shemayin, that he was machlevet is God, whether it's from cloud to Prat or from Prat to cloud. So the Bore Rishayin says, Kim Shinem Lipulchem, and then the Chazor was in the form of a Prat. So Yudarechot Mehem Utrokulam. The Bore Mitzir says, Shinem, and it was ever a Zeh. And then it was Machlifet in the form of a cloud. So he said the same thing. Utrokulam. And Utrokulam Rishayin doesn't mean that Utrokulam Rishayin. Anyone. Then comes the Bore Achrei, the third Bore. The third Bobe has reference to the case where he was minding his law. So in such a case where he used the same motion, the Chazore, as he used the Red. So then, and Achre doesn't mean that Achre. The Gmorim, the Havam, the Sion. Anyone. So, Huta Achre means Huta One. And Huta Orishin also means Huta One. But in the Bore Achrei, so if one was muter, or Achrei muter become asurim, because by Maimonides Borov, even Bithilel and even Rabbi Akiva are made that we do not say that Hashem to be so certain. All right. So if this is what he wants, Bishlam Rabbi making the Reishi Domal Lozev Loze. In other words, the Reishi, so according the Loshin Admore is not so smooth, because according to the Ram, so when Gemara says Bishlam Rabbi Mekel Reishe, so Reishe is reference to two Bobes, the Bobe Kame and the Bobe Mitzir. And what does it mean Bishlam Rabbi Mekel Reishe Domal Lazeh Velazeh? So in respect to the Bobe Kame, so it means that the Lazeh Velazeh was in the Chazor, and in the original Nedea, in the formulation of the Nedea, so Kulchem Asurim was used, and in the Bob Mitzieh, so Lezeh Lezeh was in the original Neder, and in the Chazoreh, Kulchem was used. So this is what Gemara says, Bishlim L'Rabbi Meitul L'Reishe, the two first two Bobes, that there was an expression of Lezeh Lezeh, and there was an expression of Kulchem. So, but V'Seifeh, the only Kulchem, and see the third Bobe is reference to the case where his mind is born. In other words, that it was Kulchem was used in both, in the Neder and in the Chazore, or Lozeh Lozeh was used in both. El Lidor, all right, let's go over there. Eis v'zrapol rob, bishlim rabbi meikol, v'nishit omol Lozeh Lozeh, v'seif domol Kulchem. K'lei v'reishit koret ribo v'kapoi, v'seif v'kirim bo v'basreiz, Wo hat du gebisch mit rabbe mit so mit rabbe kamo im shane vorlich. Um mich mit rabbe kamo is noch. Schau mal mit khilo. Shani mir le kuchen. Ki oba di dikelo, schau mal was er was er. Ki le ma de hast es hier de ja schon mit neien. Ei mir ja ki wo du in de jacke mit khilo. Ho ja ei mir was er was er. Um mich wo khel rabbe ki ve u tarach mit menu trukula. Ki di getat to is gabo mit to is losh mit gabo achim. Um sie aus der Name des Herrn Lozeh Lozeh bei Mishanel machle mit vor. Er ja shinu um hep am lavish. Die bereden schon mal mit Trio, die kommen gewach schon um Mishanel, weil was sie wollen den Lozeh Lozeh. Um sie ist mein Gott mit Trio, Lozeh Lozeh bei ach schon Mishanel, weil was sie wollen die Schama bin ich hep, und sie mir kommen gut mit ab, wie komm hast du der Heilgaben Name gebeid haben. Wie shinu mikre. Die gehen schon die Karte, die sie nie im Schama bin ich mal Lozeh Lozeh. כדי שיואבים לכל בכל הנדע, אפילו רגע, ויגין שניקב לי יבחר לימה כולכם, כשאול מבניהם, ולוי לא אימה לזה ולזה. לפי שמי שאימה לזה ולזה, מאחר הרבה לבואר, שאול יפחית הזאתי, שמי ששמי אשור מסתר, ואימה לזה ולזה, so there might be an element of this respect towards Abba, or Rochi. In other words, because if they are all standing in a line and they start saying, Kenyan, ze, 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 and so it might look that he's intending to make to Asad Aloy of the father too. So in order to avoid such an impression, so someone might prefer to say, Kulka Masur Khutzmah. So he's not Mah. So he's not Mah. So and sometimes one might feel on the commentary that when you say Kulka Masur, so you at the very outset include the father as well. And then when you say Khutzmah, so you are excluding him. But for a moment, you include him. So they prefer to use the expression of the plot. Now there is a very strange Karaneo here. Very strange Karaneo. I mean, I can't even understand. The Karaneo mentions in the name of the Rosh. He mentions what the Ram says. And then, in the name of the Ram, he doesn't say it. It's very strange. El Lidor, what he called the Rav, Bishlei Mereishe, Mekim Lidom Alekuch. So, Bili Lidor, Bishlei Mereishe, Dom Alekuch. Now, here the price says that it's stolen the Machleken between Rav Akiva and Rabbonon. And according to Rav, so what is stolen Machleken between Rav Akiva and Rabbonon? Only money. Machlif, so even the Rabbon of Rav Akiva, even Bishamay Amede, that we say in Rashi and Tzadokule. So El Lidor, according to you, Rabbi, that you say that by mind, that the Machlikis between Rav Akiva and Rabbon is Dafke Bamaimit, by Mishamay, by Machlif, everybody agrees that we say in Rashi and Tzadokule. And here the price says that there is a Machlikis. So the price must have reference to mind. El Lidor, Bishlim Reishin Omalikuk. Deeply Rabbon, killing my mind. So the ratio we can in the first Bobe, we can explain. In other words, Kate Tom Rabakim and Rashid and Mixos with a Kule, Kate Mshin and Elikulchem, and then in the Hazore, he also said, you are easy a day, a shab of an air, or he said, I cook my soul and puts me out. Mind is one. Deeply Rabbon, killing my mind. So the price says, Kate Rabban given that I should have mixed us with a play, Kate and Shinan and Kulchem, the Hazor he also said, when he say me, Kuch Masur and Chutzmiabe, so according to Rabbi Akiva, but my name is Dvorov, we say, never should have mixed us with a play, so Utarechon and Utokula. So that's the first one. Bishlim Mereshon and Kulchem, the Rabban and Kulchem, my name. ושמוחת דווקא לרבה כיבו את הרמנה יותר כולו, אבל רבון, כי בן שהוא מיימד את דבורות, הוא בלבד מותר, וכולם עשו לי, אלו סייפ, ונאו היר, we have something that is a certain irregularity in the ראש נגמור העקורת לרע, because when the run explained, בישלי מלרבה, so he said that Reishe has reference includes both bobes, has reference to the first bobes, and Zeife has reference to the third bobe. So if we want to follow up in parallelism, so when Reishe and Zeife is mentioned in connection with Rove, it should also mean the same thing, that Reishe has reference to the first bobes and Zeife has reference to the third moment. No, but according to Ranz Pshat, so in respect to Rabbi Rishi, his reference to the first Bobby and Sefer to the third Bobby, but according to Rabbi, so Rishi has reference only to the first Bobby and Sefer has reference to the second Bobby. Why is it so? So, El Sefer, Tema Mitzuese, Mitzuese, Idioma Lozeb Loze, Klima, Shemitchilo Malikuch, Viacho, Emeya, Lozeb Loze, Vichikotone Bibraise, Lozeb Loze, Advorov Achrimkoe. In other words, that when the Braise says Lozeb Loze, it means in the Chazor, it was Lozeb Loze. But in the formulation, in the letter, he said, Kulchem. He said Kulchem. So it's Machlev is Dvorov. Now the Machlev is Dvorov, Rabbi says that everybody agrees that we say that Hashem Mitzvah Sotei Kulei. So why does the Price say that this is case of Tomer Rabbi Akiva? So it's not Tomer Rabbi Akiva. It's according to everybody according to Rabbi. V'chik Tomer Price was not as Ador Achenim Kulei. Rabbi Akiva yibit niyo, ho bimshane, afil Rabbono Meir. Rabbono Meir. So the question is, v'lekel Meir. So why couldn't the Gemara say that there is no kasha according to Rabbi? Because just as there is no kasha from the price according to Rabbi, why? Because we say that the first Bobby and the second Bobby. The first Bobby and the second Bobby both have reference to a Mishani. But there are two Mishanis, two examples of Mishani. One is Mishani from, where is Mishani from the original formulation in terms of Klal to a Chazore in terms of Prat, and the other Mishani is a Shinu from an original formulation in terms of Prat to a formulation in terms of Klal. So we could say the same thing according to Rabbi, that the first Bobby and the second Bobby both have reference to Maimit. But in other words, that the first Bobby deals with the Maimit, where in the Neder and in the Chazore, he used. This is what Padre Rab. V'lekel meimah v'cheyich edel rabbe, treibo v'kamoye, b'mishane, l'robin ame, treibo v'kamoye v'maymi, el dreishe kishoma v'tchilo v'yisayif kulchem, u'mitzo oso, kishoma v'tchilo, v'lik seif lo zev lo zeh. So why doesn't the boy give that terence? So then we can explain the first bobe and the second bobe very well. The first Bobby, according to Rabbi, has reference to a case of Maimit, where he confirms the original formulation of Klal, of Kulchem, and the second Bobby, the Mitzias, has reference to the case of Maimit, where he confirms the original formulation in the form of Prat. Of Prat. So in both, he is Maimit, and both is Tolim Machlik. So Tolim Machlik is Rabbi Kivin Rabbalon. So he says no. So he says no. The lekel memochen, the bi shleim le rabbe tavai tzrich lashmino. The bein mechlal li prat u mechlal li prat lechlal shinu ame. El rove de les le kimte. El bi maimi, talte bi maimi lomali. Talte bi maimi lomali. El vadai reishe bi maimi du mtsiyese bi mishan. Vichim shekein, kashe mtsiyese. So why doesn't the Mitzias say, why does the Price say in the Bobe Mitzias say that it's Tomei Machlekim to Rav Kiven Rabbonon? According to Rove, since the Mitzias deals with Mishane, by Mishane everybody is made it, even the Rabbonon. And even Bishamaya made it, that we say, let us have Mitzias at the Kol. Because Kashi Mitzias said, here come Rav Kiven Rabbonon, they told the case of Tomei Rav Kiven, or be Mishane, after Rabbonon made it. Go out the Havala Lakshuya Mitzias. דיקטון לאחרי מוטה מכל מסורי, ואיך משתחס לרב הקירי, הוא אמרת, דה אפילו מיימית שורי. Aval mai mitzvah. So how can it be? I mean that achim uta mikol masurim. Mikol masurim even by misham. Elo dichim nitzias ekashu leilimot aliyatzim. Now then there is another difficulty in the Ranz Pshat, because in the expressions of the Gemara, because when the Gemara discusses the price, the explanation of the price, Ali the Rabbi, so the Gemara calls Reishe, when the Gemara calls Reishe the first Bobbis, and same thing is the last Bobbis. When the Gemara discusses the possible explanation of the price, Ali the Rabbi, so Reishe is limited only to the first Bobbis, and the Bobbis Mitzia says already called Seyri. How is it that in the course of the discussion, in connection with a Rabbi, so the Mitzvah say is designated as Reishe, and in the course of the discussion, Aliben the Rabbi, the Mitzvah say is designated as Seyri. So it says, no, very simple. V'nira Beina, the Heine time, the Chi Amdilon Bishlein L'Rabbi, Kvinom in Tzias Ereishi, Vichamkinom in Doch, Kvinom in Tzias Eseife, Vishim the Rabbi in Tzias Ereishi, Vichad Gavne. Because both deal with Mishane, but one is Mishane from Klal to Prat, and the other one, the Mitzias, from Prat to Klal. So since they both discuss one Indian, Mishane, Machli, so Mimele, they are both called Reishi, Mashenkin according to Rabbi. So it's not possible that they both, the first Bob and the Mitzvah say, deal with mine, because then there is no Chiddush. I mean, there is no difference between one mine and the other. So the Mele, the Mitzvah says to deal with Mishane. The Mitzvah says to deal with Mishane. So the Mele calls it safer. Deinem Bishon. Mishum, der Rabbi mit sich ist im Reich, wo hat Gabne, deinem Bishane, und ich mache hier unter Weihe Reiche, durch die Leckele drei Bolle bepreise, deinem Frieden Gabne kam Boye, wie Bishane, wie Seife, der third Bolle be Maini, aber der Rabbi, der Jebscho, ich bin mit sich, du in Reiche be Maini. So die Mitzvah sind deals with Mishane, not with Bani. Dem kennt ich schon, da hat man mit Lomoli, ich bin nur in Zies, ich sehe. All right, so the Kashi is according to Rove, since the Mitzvah is according to Rove, must deal with Mishane, not with Mani, because Trei Gavne Maimi globally. So it deals with Mishane, and Rove says that Mishane, everybody, even Rabbonot, Rabakiva, Meide, that it's Neda Shuda Mitzvah Sinta Kulei. So why does the price say here, only Ali Rabakiva? That's the Kashi. Omale Rove, Ule Rabbe, Le Rabakiva, Meiche, Seifen in my making law. The Omali Kuchen. Hey Dinu Rishen, Hey Dinu Achim. So I mean, even according to Rabbi. All right, he explained. So the Gemara explained a little bit Rabbi. But how is it that in the Mitzias and in the Seifen, so different expressions are used. In the Mitzvah say, Huta Orishe is used. And it means Huta Ech. In the Seife, in the third Bobe, the expression Huta Rachem is used. And it also means Huta Echot. Monevshah, they both mean the same thing. It means Huta Echot. Let him say both Huta Echot. Or let him say Huta Orishe in both. Or let him say Huta Rachem in both. Not in one he says Huta Orishim, the other one he says Huta Achim. Apparently, they do not mean the same thing, they do not have reference to the same thing. Hey, the Orishim, the Achim, El Orishim, the Omalikuch. The Seife, Kivin, Shetolon, Zebode, the Omal, Plainy, Kuplay. So in other words, so we have to say that Kain, Tatom, Ramakim, Neda, Shuta, Mitzosi, Huta, Kulay, Kain, Shin, Nenu, Kuch. So that is only an example of the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. Then from that point on, שאיננו לזה ולא לזה, הוא תאווי שנותו כולו מותרח אל האחר מן הכועסון, has nothing to do with the מחלקס of חבקים את רב הלאה. Only the first bobbin, only the first bobbin of the pricing has reference to Amin, is discusses the machlekes of Rabakim and Rabbanon. But Shirinenu Lezeh Lezeh has nothing to do with the machlekes of Rabakim and Rabbanon. But he discusses another case. In other words, suppose someone said, a number of people were standing, and he says, Shinene was say, and then he said, Vizeh Yekemoise, and then he said, and Vizeh Yekemoise, and Vizeh Yekemoise, Vizeh Yekemoise. So, Huta Rishe, Hutokolo, because the kavone of the leader was that the Yisra, Hanoye of the second one, should be totally the first one. And of everyone should be told in the first one. So maybe if one is muter, so that the other one is also muter, because it's considered as if he spelled it out, that the second one should be muter only as long as the first one is muter. But if the first one, for some reason, I mean, the second one should be osir as long as the first one is osir. But if for some reason the first one will not be osir, so the second one shouldn't be osir either. This is what he meant. So, Hutra is in the Kulam, but Hutra Achim is Achim Hutra Rekomasuni. And we have two Bobes only, not three Bobes. And the first Bobe discusses Machlekes Hamkim Rabon. The second Bobe discusses something else. So the same thing is true of Bobe. Elevation of the Kulchem, we say, does not discuss the Machlekes of Hamkim Rabon. Kishin Tolon Zebose, but my plainly complain. Who plainly complain? Who plainly complain? Alright, Elohe, Omaloch, Omalei Lomi, Ulechabe Minche, Seve Maimu, Ilum Lekuchem, Kleima Bimayim, Uchit Varishes, Yoche, Heidin Urishin, Heidin Achim, Kleima Heche Shayach Lemisna Rishin Vachim, Vamai Kol Mitzuas Rishin, Misei Vachim, Halumim Litabai, Hutarech Omer, Elohe, Doma Lekuchem, Kleima Bein Lididi Bein Lerab, Rishin Lekuchem, Viseve, Kleima Mitzuas, ובאס חייסם שטור זה בזה, אל דדיר.